Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, March 8th, and this is episode 1554 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
And the three of us just got back from a trip to Orlando. Will and I, we'll just preface it, didn't hit a park. We didn't have time.
We did not have time.
So we just went to the Orlando City match, home opener, and go City. We won, which was awesome. And Terry did get to do some stuff he hasn't done before, but not Splash Mountain. Still hasn't conquered the mountain.
Splash. Just, I'm saving that.
He did another mountain, right?
What mountain?
Everest.
Yes.
We saw
your fake puke video.
Yeah.
Or photo.
He did Everest.
Delicious. All right. Hey, before we get to that, though, I do want to talk to you guys about something we quietly soft launched last week.
Shh.
Like soft open.
Secret.
If you are following us on Twitter and Facebook, honestly, we're just trying to work out the tech and figure it all out. But we have a new Patreon subscription program. And if you're not familiar with that, it's essentially a way for you to support the show financially. And in return, you're going to get some really cool exclusive content. What we decided to do, it starts at $5. And there's also a $10 level. You can give as much as you want, but it's $5 to $10 a month. And to be honest, we are working on different ways so we can support this show beyond just advertising revenue. And we want to create more content instead of just hustling to get these ads to put in the beginning of the show. I'd rather create more content and worry less about that and get you guys more stuff. So what we started to do is at the $5 or $10 level every week, so you can go at any level, but starting at $5, we're going to produce a brand new live show, so WDW Today Live, each week, either on Monday or Tuesday. It'll be recorded directly before we record or after our Wednesday show.
And we've actually already done one.
We have. We just got done with one. It's on our, and you access that through a private WDW Today Patreon Facebook page that we have set up. And if you can't watch live, you don't really care about interacting with us, it also has a feed where you can listen to the audio files and download their audio files directly through Patreon, or even get an RSS feed that you can add to your podcast app. And it just becomes another podcast for you. So each week you'll be able to get a brand new show. Shows are going to run similar length to WDW Today.
Right.
So it's a full new show where you can get your questions in each week directly to the three of us. And it's a great way to interact. And we had a lot of fun doing our first show, even with, you know, the 10 or 15 people that have already signed up. And again, we really appreciate those of you guys that know about this already and signed up. The way you can do it is you can go to wdwtoday.com. There's a big button that says support us on Patreon, or just directly Patreon. It's patreon.com/wdwtoday. We also have two levels. We have $5 level, which gets you into the Facebook group and also gets you that live show each week that's archived. And then $10 a month, you get to be part of what we're calling the Producers Club. And with that, not only do you get those two things, you get access to exclusive merchandise. We all love merchandise. But you also get to be in a special producers meeting each month just for you guys. It'll be a post that you'll get, that you'll be a part of it live, and you'll help us decide what the next four shows are going to be. So we'll decide that in the room with you, discuss it out with all the people sitting in their comments. It'll be a great way to interact, talk about that. We'll start that towards the end of the month.
It's like next level listener questions, because it's like you're like, what's a really in-depth question or idea or concept behind the theme parks that I've never really had addressed? And if, you know, it's probably not enough, or it's too much for just a little quick answer on the listener question side. So if you're a part of that, it's like in-depth planning and types of things that will actually be show topics that go forward. So you can be a part of that if you've ever had one of those questions that, you know, you felt was a little bit more in-depth, so you never asked it.
Yeah, you just want to be part of the show at a different level. So again, that's $5, get you the podcast, new brand new show. Now, we'll always do this show, Wednesday show, for free, but a brand new show each and every week that you get to listen to of WDW Today Live, which again is a little more loose, a little bit more fun, just because you never know what we're going to talk about or what's going to come up, what people are going to throw in the comments. So again, you can join that, and as well as the Producers Club, and that is at patreon.com/WDW Today, and I'll put a link on our social media in the show notes, everywhere you can find it, and join us. And all right, that's enough shilling right now, but again, it really helps support us, because beyond that, it's beyond the extra shows and all that. Know that there are tens of thousands of you that listen each week. That's amazing. But we have to be able to justify this, because it is part of our day job and it's part of what we do every day here. We want it to be more and more part of our day job. So we really appreciate any support you can give us. we don't want to just do that for nothing. We want to give it back. It's a product as much as anything else. All right. So, end of that. We'll talk about that a little bit at the end of the show. But, Terry, you just got back from a real trip, and we've done 1,000 trip reports. But let's focus today. You did Rivers of Light, and it did a dining package.
Yes.
So let's talk about that, what was like, and just lead us through it.
So we had planned a quick trip down, and we had heard the Rivers of Light was – and I wrongly predicted – because they said summer for Rivers of Light. I figured we're going to be lucky if this thing is open for fall break. So they opened Rivers of Light. So as soon as we heard about it, I hopped on to see what the dining packages were. And I had not had a chance beyond the Nomad Lounge to dine at Tiffin's. And I noticed that the Tiffin's dining package was actually cheaper than eating at Tiffin's. And so we took advantage of that. And we decided we were doing the meal plan for this trip anyways. And so we booked that, ate at Tiffin's. And as Lynn had said, and you guys have said, the food at Tiffin's is
great.
Way better than I expected. In fact, we got the bread service for appetizer and the was it grilled octopus or smoked octopus?
I believe it's grilled, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's fantastic. I got the lamb, which I normally love, and the lamb was great, but Leslie got the Wagyu beef, strip loin, and short rib, which honestly is probably the best thing I've ever had at Disney.
Huh.
The flavor was fantastic. I don't remember. We got a chocolate thing for dessert. I don't remember what it was. And that was really, really good. And just the Tiffin's was exceeded expectations, and I had pretty high expectations. And great service. I imagine Tiffin's is going to be absolutely breathtaking come nighttime dining for view of Avatar, of Pandora, because you can see I think it was called the Asia Trek Room. It was kind of centered around their journeys to Asia. And so you can see the trees in Pandora from there. So I imagine that's going to be, because the deck kind of wraps around that. That's going to be a great place to sit and be able to see that at night.
And that'll be interesting to see how that maybe changes the vibe a little bit, because at least in the room we sat in, it didn't have that exterior view like that.
Yeah.
And it was one of the few restaurants I feel like I've been in Disney where it really took me out of Disney.
Like, I don't think it'll really change that, because I walked around the restaurant. It was really super impressed with the theming and the vibe and like the story of like the
it's beautiful inside.
It's really well done, it really fits the narrative of Animal Kingdom that they, and you know, I know what those Imagineers did to create Animal Kingdom. They really did go on all those travels, and the touch at the end of the meal where you get the little fine art print from Joe Rohde, that was super cool, a nice touch there. So they really
made
it.
Which one did you get? Because there are a bunch of different ones.
We got one of like a little village.
We were asked if we were a single family household.
And I think we said yes.
Yeah.
Because I didn't understand the question.
Right.
So
because it was you, me, and your son.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Yeah. But we only ended up with one print.
I feel like we got a lot of special treatment on that trip when it was just you, me, and your son.
Yeah, well, takes a village. But yeah, so I'm good. So did you made that reservation. When you make the reservations, the packages, how did you get it? Like, do you just go through?
Just like through the dining. It looks like I'm booking dining anywhere.
But you click, you want the Rivers of Light
package. You
click
the Rivers of Light package. They were having trouble loading those in those first couple days. So the best way I got there, if you're still having trouble, I went to the news post on the Disney Parks blog and clicked the link through there, because that was the quickest way to get there. That package, I think, is $67. And if you dine it there, I mean, the appetizers are in the 15 range.
Right.
The entrees are
67 per person.
67 per person. So, I mean, I thought it was a fantastic.
No, that's a good
deal.
Or
not have to wait, and I have to wait for the show.
We had booked our roving fast pass. We had booked another safari because it was right as nighttime. So I had to kind of get that early nighttime vibe and walked back through, grabbed a beverage at Nomad Lounge, and walked over to the Rivers Light Theater.
I would almost say if you're going to Disney and you only have like one opportunity for a fine meal, like a really nice meal, with that, I think that package, one, that's a great deal if you're going to do that. And two, if you're interested in Rivers of Light, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
And so I would personally say if you're planning right now and you want to do something new and different and you only have one fine meal opportunity, I would suggest doing that.
I'm a huge fan of Tusker House, but the Tusker House package is $52. So if you think about it, it's only – you know, 12, marginally more than for a significantly different dining experience. Granted, one's character dining,
right?
One is, you know, signature dining. But yeah.
So do you have to have a park pass for Animal Kingdom to get in for that dining option?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to have a ticket. You're in the park.
You're in the park.
Right.
And what people may not know, and it's something that actually I didn't know until I did the World of Color one. I don't know why I never really thought of it because I never done the dining packages, which is that you can book it for early in the evening, and then you get a fast pass, assuming it's on your phone.
And then they give you
a Magic Band. Sorry. They give you a hard ticket.
A hard ticket to get
in. So that's what's like World of Color too.
Yeah.
So you get a hard ticket. So it's not like you have to go eat and then go to the show immediately following it. So you're not rushed. If you go pick an early dining option, and then you'll be able to experience your
whole
dinner.
We dined at 11:30 in the morning for breakfast. Lunch. We did lunch.
Oh, I didn't mean you could do lunch.
We did lunch.
Azure Rivers of Light package.
Azure Rivers of Light had the whole day.
That's awesome. And then
good deal.
You could do your whole day and then hit up. So it is almost like it's just an extra fast pass at that point.
It's an extra fast pass, yeah.
So very cool. I think that's an option.
I would say some of the better seating for the show. Definitely the best. So you go up right in front of the Finding Nemo theater. I walked right up. There was an entry. We walked right up. We were taken down to the front row and given seats.
How early did you show up?
The show was at, I believe, 7:15, and we got there at 10 minutes till.
About 25.
Yeah, enough time to finish our cocktail.
Were there people there already, or was it?
Oh, yeah.
Or, I mean, in your spots?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, you're guaranteed a seat. I think these early shows, obviously, this is probably we might have seen the 10th show of Rivers of Light, so it's still very early. They're still only doing it a couple of days a week, and a lot of times only one show a night. So I think they're going to be moving it to
like World of Color.
Like World of Color.
When it comes to, though, is it worth it, do you think, if you're guaranteed a seat, is it worth it getting there early? Or is it worth showing up 5 minutes before?
It's worth it getting there early.
There are better seats than others?
I think there are better seats than others. And honestly, my biggest review item from Rivers of Light is the pre-show was just as good as the show.
Okay, well, let's now get to the show then. All right, so you're the only one of the three of us to have seen the show.
So, very similar to what happens during the Tree of Life Awakenings, there are similar moments to that happening kind of on the tree line, which the Tree of Life kind of sticks out of behind the theater. So you're going to kind of see like fireflies coming alive in the trees. You see kind of birds flying as projection through the trees. So they use the trees much like World of Color uses the water before the show starts. Some of the floats are kind of coming into place, particularly the, I guess, whatever the logo, the main Rivers of Light flower is. I can't think of it.
I have no idea.
It's a tulip or something.
Is it a tulip?
Lotus.
Doesn't look is it a like lotus?
I don't know.
It doesn't look like
I think
a tulip.
It might be a lotus. Look it up.
It definitely doesn't look like a tulip.
Well, if it's Asian.
It's probably a lotus. It's very lotus-y looking. I think you might be right.
I used to eat at a Chinese restaurant called the Lotus Garden. It's been closed for quite so many years.
It sounds like a place that closed.
It was delicious.
It's probably great.
Farewell.
Farewell, Lotus.
1994.
But the show, as it started, you can even as you're walking up, you can tell something. The floats are all coming in, and the floats are grand. I mean, they're very impressive. Currently, I think there are 4 animal floats, and then 5 of the flowers. And then 2 boats with dancers. So they've really scaled back on a lot of the people and players involved in the show, which I think might be its...
It is a floating lotus blossom.
Let's say here. We'll stop here and say, if you don't want to hear any more spoilers about the show,
I don't know that I'm going to spoil it.
It's okay.
But you're describing it.
It's okay,
but I'm saying if you don't, you may want to skip to the end because you're going to get in some detail of the show.
Yeah. The weird thing is I don't know that I could spoil it because there really wasn't...
A story. Yeah.
I would say, you know, my general summed up review, is this a must-do thing? Absolutely. Is this something that you're going to do repeatedly on every trip? Probably not.
So there are the walls of water, at World of Color.
So there are the walls of water.
That are projected on.
That are projected. Each of the flowers kind of... does a little water thing. And there's one big kind of that comes in later, a lotus flower that comes in that has fire and water. That seemed kind of like that used to do something really awesome, but they turned it off.
Yeah.
Because there's just a little bit of fire kind of coming up. And then the boats. The boats kind of keep it interesting because there's some, you know, tribal drummers and dancers that are on the boats.
How long was the show?
Like 13 or 15 minutes.
They're pretty short.
So they've cut some of the show out. You know, the thing is when you talk about these, especially fantastic when, you know, when these spectaculars, when you load into a theater. I mean, there were people who were waiting in line for standby. There was a couple of, you know, nice people in walkers that I think were there at 2 o'clock when we walked by. So that, you know, they were sitting there for 5 hours for a show that, yeah.
This isn't worth it.
It's just not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stunning. If you love animals, they're going to love it. I think the biggest miss with this show is going to be young children.
Really? With animals? Just because it's not Disney-ish enough?
It's not Disney-ish, and it's not even like... Like, there's the floating animals, and then there's the animals on the projection. And there's a couple of moments where, like, you know, you see a tiger's eyes right at you, and that's kind of breathtaking. But it's not... It's not... It's spectacular, but I wouldn't say that it, like, it has, like, the whimsy that you normally would have that kids would really be in animals. It's not like a...
It's almost too dramatic.
It's very dramatic. It feels like Cirque partnered with Disney to do a nighttime show. It has that kind of... I mean, it feels grand. It feels great. It's a great addition to Animal Kingdom. I just don't think it's the show. I mean, I'm with Will on some of the. I do Wishes because Wishes you can stop. It's 10, 15 minutes. You hear the music, you see it, and then you move on. Yeah, I think the general consensus for me is that it's something that I'll definitely would say if you should go see it at least once. It's not one of those nighttime spectaculars that you're going to make this part of your touring plan every trip.
So. On the list of spectaculars, is it the bottom? Is it the middle? Where does it list on your, like, let's say, after you've seen it once? Because obviously we're all going to see it once. Now that you've seen every nighttime spectacular, where do you feel like it exists on the list?
It's in the middle somewhere. It's not on the bottom.
What's the bottom for you? That's the question. Mm. You don't want to say it's on the bottom, but I have a feeling it may be.
I don't think it is.
Illuminations?
I told that to Lynn, and he burst into tears.
The Illuminations were your least favorite?
Well, Illuminations, it was that I'd put it in front of Illuminations.
I haven't seen it, so I can't say. But Illuminations, personally, honestly, I know people love Illuminations.
In some of Illuminations, my issues with Illuminations is it's just tired. It's old.
Exactly. That's how I feel, too. I've seen it so many
times. Now that it's something fresh, I feel like it gets that bit of a pop just for the fact that it's new.
And the fact that Wishes is going away, every other park has a brand new nighttime spectacular, and... For some reason, and maybe more coming, and for some reason, Epcot, how long has Illuminations been running?
I mean, Walter Cronkite was originally part of the show.
Was he, or was that just the Spaceship Earth?
No, he's part of it. He just did the holiday tag. He did some of the original narration for it. But I do think the good news with long-term's Rivers of Light, they've created a canvas just like they did with World of Color in California Adventure, where they can constantly change, add, put new floats, put new images. Yeah.
The problem with being in Animal Kingdom is like, though, because at California Adventure, you can go any theme. I mean, you can do any movie, any holiday, whatever. Is Rivers of Light Christmas really going to get you there? I don't think it will.
No, yeah.
Where that one's like, oh, Olaf is hosting it. And yeah, people don't like it as much, but it's pretty cool. Let It Go happens. Like, it's a pretty awesome show, World of Color Christmas. I'm a little concerned that, like, because of the, unless they decide to do a animal themed Disney experience. Which I don't think is a negative because, I mean, how many animal things are there? I mean, most of the major movies, other than the princess movies, are animal-based.
Right.
So you can do anything from Zootopia recently to The Lion King to everything in between, Jungle Book. You could bring back all those different characters, do something, Beauty and the Beast for even. But you can't do really...
Well, I think it's going to follow the same track that the park... At Animal Kingdom, actually followed. They tried to make it very serious, very. And as time has gone on, Everest has come in.
Right.
Different things.
Nemo.
I think you're going to see. You know that same kind of progression as it's going to change, and it'll become. I think you'll see a cartoon version of this at some point.
Yeah. So Illuminations opened October 1st, 1999. So almost 20 years ago, 18 years ago. I mean, you can understand why some people are over it.
Yeah.
Though it is a great show.
Frozen nighttime spectacular.
That's pretty much what the Christmas show is in World of Color.
Right.
So.
And pretty much what Christmas show is at the Magic Kingdom.
But if they make it not Christmas.
Just always.
Yeah, at Epcot. I think it makes sense.
Maybe that's what's coming to studios. Who knows?
Maybe. So I did the meal plan for both of our, for two, we were, stayed on property two nights and stayed in Celebration one night. And I did up the savings because there's always talk of, is the meal plan worth it? And yes, the meal plan is can be expensive if you pay for it. We paid for the deluxe meal plan, which is you get the 3 dining credits a day,
right?
And 2 snacks. But we knew we were going to do Tiffin's and Narcoossee's, which can be both very expensive. So I did this savings, and we did Starbucks as all of our snacks because it was a quick trip, early flights, and it had been a busy week. So we were both really caffeinated. With the meal plan, one day we saved $76.
Okay.
And one day, the day we did Narcoossee's and Tepanito. That day I saved $143.40 using the meal plan.
The main debate against that is all of that food something you would have ordered if you didn't already prepay for it?
The one place it wasn't true was Art Smith's.
Okay.
We had homecoming as one of our meals, and we would not have ordered that much food at homecoming. Now, Narcoossee's, absolutely.
Okay.
Because, you know, we both got lobster tails and the dessert there we loved. We probably would have both gotten an appetizer because it was like we ate at 9 o'clock at night and we were starved.
And that's what you would have ordered.
Regardless. That's what we would have ordered.
See, I mean, I think that's different. I think that's why we say it depends on who it's for. But for a lot of people, it's not worth it because it's not the amount of food you're going to eat.
Or
right.
And I think a great way, especially as a DVC member and anybody who wants to book, you could book a kind of a break-off segment either at another resort or book separate stays if you just want to do the dining plan for a couple of days. You kind of split your trip, even if it's at the same resort, book a 2-day stay and then a 4-day stay. Mm.
Okay.
And kind of only do the meal plan on part of those days. If you want to kind of
try it out.
Yeah. Roll the dice a little bit.
Yeah, I've never done it, so I can't really speak to it other than it never felt like there was enough value in it for me personally. Now, also with kids, we're not eating as much fine dining. With kids, we're not eating as much going to Narcoossee's with my 3 kids. So that's where it is different, and I think that that's the problem with the value versus.
And I think you mainly get it when you do the deluxe dining plan, and you do it with the signature restaurants. Our meal, our tab at Narcoossee's, no alcohol, was $212.98.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
So the meal plan was $206 or something like that. So the meal plan paid for that
$6
just on that one meal, and we still had 4 snacks and another meal to pay for.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So yeah, that was a. It was one of the things we did. We did go to a Braves spring training game at ESPN Wild World of Sports. Sat behind home plate, had a lot of fun.
Anything changed? Nothing.
Still, we wanted to go because there's rumors of them moving in the next year or two.
Yeah. Which would be sad. I love the fact that it's there.
Yeah, yeah, it's.
I grew up a Braves fan. I was born in Atlanta, and
the thing is, they can't move that far because Orlando is one of the few Florida cities that, like, all the other ones have teams.
Yeah.
For spring training. I mean, I guess you can technically operate in the same city.
Right.
But you got to have a ballpark. You got to have a lot. So maybe they'll leave there, but not leave Orlando. I don't know. It just seems like.
Also, I mean, it's not hard to throw up a park like that in another city or even if it is in Orlando, you can build like a minor league style park
relatively spring training.
Quickly.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a pretty nice stadium.
I've always liked that stadium. Yeah.
I think the Braves would be foolish to move. And if you're listening to Braves management, don't
listen in, Bobby Cox. You've been retired for a decade.
Yeah. The last time we went, we sat next to Bobby Cox. So that was kind of fun.
Miss you, Bobby.
That's awesome. Well, that's cool. I want it. Who are they playing? Red Sox?
Florida Marlins or Miami Marlins.
Okay. Who won?
The Marlins did. It was a split squad day, which is kind of in spring training. We knew that, but it was the best day.
What does that mean?
Like AAA players, essentially.
Well, you basically they split the squad. I mean, we had Freddie Freeman still.
Yeah.
So, and he was clearly the decent player on the field.
You get a couple of like the names, and then you get like people that they're trying to train
Billy
up.
Billy Jones from
Tim
Woodstock.
Tebow.
Right. Like that kind of.
I liked, we went 1 year to see them play Georgia Tech. The Braves,
yeah,
Georgia
Tech. I always thought it was funny when they did that.
And usually the first, like when we were there, we saw a couple times where we played college teams, like the first 3 or 4 innings, just Georgia Tech was destroying. Uh-huh. And then the Braves were like, okay, now we have to win.
Yeah.
It was just like, let their moms all get applause.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we can beat them.
It was kind of a blowout, and then the Braves came back and they lost like 8-6. And so it was a good, we had fun. It was another place we did get to try out was the new Geyser Point, the new quick service at Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about that.
Really great.
What'd you eat?
We split the bison burger and the salmon BLT.
Oh.
The bison burger
BLT
has
lunch break.
Yeah.
The salmon burger has there. The cheeseburger had the Tillamook cheddar from the northeast or the northwest, which went full on into the
name of that. Never mind. That's SeaWorld.
So, and I did kind of get a little, I did get to kind of talk to some of them about what all is happening at Wilderness Lodge. So DVC announced the Copper Creek Villas, and
yeah.
So there's, Wilderness Lodge is now technically three resorts.
Very
interestingly enough, it's the Wilderness Lodge mm-hmm. Hotel, basically, the
Boulder Creek is something else.
Boulder Ridge is the old DVC resort that's there, and then Copper Creek is the new bungalows and the new.
Any Auburn fans listening may remember Copper Creek was the name of a bar in Auburn, but
yeah. And then you also have Fort Wilderness. Let's save that though. Let's dive into that in a full episode because I think that new Wilderness Lodge is something we could discuss because there's so many new things going on there. That's a good one to talk about. Let's save it. All right. So Rivers of Light, one time only.
That's my current opinion.
Okay, we'll go to it in the next couple months. We'll see it. I'm interested. I want to see it.
I'm such a contrarian. I feel like it's going to be the best thing that's ever happened to me.
I feel like I'm going to like it. I love World of Color. World of Color is my favorite nighttime spectacular in all the parks that I've been to. So I'm excited to see projection water stuff because it's fun.
Don't get me wrong. It was beautiful. It was.
It's just not Disney.
It's not something. Problem. It's something if you're walking by the theater and you happen to be on that side of the park.
It's not full.
And it's not full. I would go see it again. Absolutely. I'm not going to rearrange my day to go see it. Now, I will take people when I'm there doing something else, I will take people and say, let's go see this. This is great.
Right.
But it's not going to be.
I think we got it.
I feel the opposite about the Galactic Nighttime Spectacular. I'd go see that every night.
Right. I feel the same way. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for today's show. Again, Lynn will be joining us next week with listener questions. If you got listener questions, tweet them in, send us messages, post them, because we're going to be taking those next week when Lynn is back on. But until then, we hope you had a great time, and I'm glad you had a good time, Terry. What, Will?
What's that website again for the Patreon?
I was about to say, again, you can support us, and we really encourage you to. It's the reason there's no sponsor this week or anything like that. I just want to talk to you guys about what we're doing at Patreon, a brand new weekly show that is WDW Today Live. Every week we're going live, and then you get it later on archived as audio and video if you stay on the page. The audio, you can listen to it on your phone, and you can get a podcast feed of it. It's really easy, and it's, again, it starts at $5. There's a $10 option. You can find all that out at patreon.com/WDW today, or just go to our website, and I'll make sure there's a big graphic so it's easy to support us. All right, that's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
And until next time,
we'll see you on the next show.
Next week. Or
live feed.
Or live feed early on. There you go. See you on the next show.